Blog Talk Radio.
Our lives matter. Black lives matter.
You will not know that there's a serious problem going on. We want to be a part of the solution. America, listen up.
It's in the teal again, it's Jane Bird again. It's black and white again.
And the people say,
it's black and white again.
And the people say,
it's black and white again.
Ahmaud Arbery was murdered in Tulsa.
Trump disturbed by Ahmaud senseless death. It angers me, an innocent man took his final breath. And to think the grown man who pulled a deadly trigger can see him as a son, but saw him as a... America stands disgraced, the world can clearly see. But that's not the only thing that deeply bothers me. I gotta keep it real, let me tell you how I feel. Killers walking free when they should be arrested. The white church and preacher never protested. You invited to your church, we put money in your basket. But there's an innocent black man lying in the casket. We bought and read your books, made you our hero. But your silence and our struggle seems to us we are zero. The hatred that you preach against leaders and the president provokes mean behavior, fueling strife among the residents. But I guess it's just
it's in the teal again, it's Jane Bird again, it's black and white again.
And the people say,
it's black and white again.
And the people say,
it's black and white again. It's in the teal again, it's Jane Bird again, it's black and white again.
And the people say,
it's black and white again.
And the people say,
it's black and white again.
You never show up at the scene of a race crime. Until you do, you don't deserve a dime, not mine. This ought to be a town to see our leaders in unity, speaking out against violence and brutality. Together for justice like Bro Sharpton and Osteen. The picture of love America has never seen. Right wing, left wing, against racial profiling. So we do that, how can there be reconciling? If the man of George Floyd had been a black brother, I wonder who cared about the burden of his mother. You got blacks killing blacks everywhere and every day. While the church, police, and government looks the other way. He may be black, he may be white, his blood may be a mixture. But if we wanna fix this, we gotta read the scripture. Forgive, repent, dismiss the lies that makes you bitter. Be your brother's keeper and not your brother's killer.
It's black and white again, it's Jane Bird again. It's black and white again.
And the people say,
it's black and white again.
And the people say,
it's black and white again. It's in the teal again, it's Jane Bird again. It's black and white again.
And the people say,
it's black and white again.
And the people say,
it's black and white again.
My country tears of thee, sweet land of liberty. A B-I-S-I-N-G. Land where Ahmaud died, exposed the race divide. Some leaders tried to hide and justice was denied. My country tears of thee, sweet land of liberty. A B-I-S-I-N-G. The land where George died, exposed the race divide. Some leaders tried to hide and justice was denied.
It was an angry night in cities across America with defiant protests, cars overturned, arson, and clashes with police in a number of cities. All this in the wake of last Monday's death in Minneapolis of George Floyd while being detained by police.
Is it black and white again? This song is dedicated to Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and so many others who have lost their lives due to the lack of respect, the lack of love. It's time that we stop the flow of the tears and let the love flow.
Well, good morning, family, and welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E here live at the Now Network Studios. We thank God for this opportunity to continue to talk about the rising and the relevant topic of mental health, violence, crime in our country at this time. But we want you to join us for this variety of Real Talk discussions, dynamic principles based on ongoing issues in this current day. But number one fact here that we want to make this statement before we get started is that we are fully devoted to Jesus. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of the truth. With open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man at every opportunity. Through works of charity and by actions in love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, and we will reach the lost and unsaved of this world. Will you help us? Wow, here we are back again, hot topics, real discussions, ready to go to the next level. Say next level. See, next level is when we continue to communicate with one another and continue to be transparent and honest with one another. about the things that are going on around us. And today is going to be an awesome, awesome broadcast. We have a special guest today that is going to come in and share some things that's going on in this season. But before then, we want to continue to reach out to those, our listeners today, that someone you know is in need of this broadcast today. Someone you know needs to hear people talking about solutions, not just problems. And somebody needs to get in on this conversation today that may have more information for us, more outreaches going on that we can partner with and maybe even partner together to do some great things. Amen. So before we get started, let us begin in prayer. Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name that is above every name, Jesus, we thank you today for this opportunity to walk in truth. We thank you today for this opportunity to walk in love. And we thank you for this opportunity to give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. Lord, we say we are here to be transparent, but we are here to lift you up. We are here to be real, but we still are here to acknowledge you. And Lord, we say, have your way. We decrease as you increase. Let our communications be heard throughout this country, throughout this world, throughout this universe, that you are Lord of lords and King of kings. We thank you. We praise you. And in your mighty son's name, Jesus, we pray. Let the church say amen. We're about to bring our guests, our in-studio guests on this morning and get you guys some great information on what's going on. So without any further ado, I want to introduce a good friend of mine, the CEO, but LaWanda Hawkins is over Justice for Murdered Children. And I want you, without any further ado, to welcome her to the Now Network. Come on, put your hands together as she comes on. Good morning, LaWanda. How are you?
I'm awesome. I say good morning, give an honor to God. Thank you, Pastor E, for bringing me in this morning. I say thank you, and thank you for pumping me up.
Amen, amen. Well, we pump each other up. LaWanda, we want you, like I said, we're not formatted. We just really kind of just let the Spirit lead us. And instead of me giving a description or a resume of you and what you want, tell us about the organization, tell us about you, and then tell us about this dynamic event. So as I heard about this, you guys, you know I got right on it because I love prayer. Tell us about this dynamic event that God has placed in you to do for us to pray globally for the ending of murders and race on race crimes and just the things that's going on. Come on, tell our people about it.
Thank you again, Pastor E. Give all glory to Almighty God. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Justice for Murdered Children is a nonprofit organization that helps families that have had a loved one murdered. We're located here in Los Angeles in South Central, but our arm reaches all the way to New York. We reach really around the globe when it comes to this crime called murder. We've been fighting this battle since 1996. One of the mothers by the name of Barbara asked that this year, could we do a prayer for 48 hours? She said, we're usually fighting, we're usually protesting, and we're doing all this other stuff. She said, we never took the time to pray. So she came up with this 48 hours, and I'm executing it for her to make it happen. She really kept saying a couple of hours, and I kept saying, no, 48 hours. And the reason we chose 48 hours is because a young man by the name of, I call him Taco, but his real name is Ben. Ben told us that he's been tracking it for 15 years and Sunday, and this is hard for me to believe, that Sunday is the most deadliest day, that more people are murdered on Sunday than any other day.
Any other day.
That broke my heart. So that's why, and then Saturday is the second deadliest day. So that's why we chose this Saturday, February the 26th and February the 27th, as the 2 days to do the prayer and praise, because those are the two deadliest days for murder.
Yes.
Last year alone in L.A. County, we had over 800 murders. The majority of them were black and brown people. And
yes.
they were killed by black and brown people. We have to pray to stop the spirit that's causing this type of rhetoric on our communities and on our families. Not only here, the other day, I don't know if anyone heard, it was a five-year-old boy shot up in Chicago.
Yes.
We can't continue to allow this. This is happening every day, all day. While we're talking right now, someone's being gunned down.
That's right. That's
this
right.
Is
you
breaking
know,
our heart.
In Houston, this past Tuesday, a guy was at an ATM, and a guy came to rob him. And the guy who was getting robbed had a gun, pulled his gun out. The guy ran, and the guy kept shooting at the car that was outside that was involved in and killed her. Well, when the police came, they didn't care about the robbery. They cared about the killing of this child. And the it's abusive, especially in the down south, and you stop at about New Mexico and go back east where guns are allowed, and you don't even have to have a permit for that. So I mean it's really rampant all across the country, and I'm excited because when I got the call, Taco, and that's why I called him Taco, and just reached out and said, hey, man, we're doing this prayer thing. We want you to be a part of it. I'm like automatic. And then I got to talking with you, LaWanda, and it just the fire that I heard in your spirit just made me want to support and make this happen. Now, you guys out there listening, we want you guys to know you can be a part of this. The lineups have been filled. 48 hours have been filled. I am so excited. Yeah. And you guys know we normally do a 24-hour crossover revival in the spirit. And it's field 24 is normally issued. 48 hours have been filled, and I'm guaranteeing you when you pray things change. So what's your call to the people today to support in this prayer, this 48-hour prayer?
Well, I need prayer and praise all 48 hours out there from everyone, and I would like them to tune in. You can come in on Pastor E's Facebook page, Justice for Murdered Children's Facebook page, Southern California Ceasefire Facebook page, and you will be there. If we have any technical difficulties, we're going to take you in a Zoom room because sometimes Facebook does drop. So we're trying to look at it in all different ways, but we're in need of volunteers right now to help us with the, what do they call it when you're behind the scenes?
Behind the scenes, behind the scenes. We need taggers. We need posters.
Yes.
We need people to
yes.
share. You know, you can just, and
yes.
anybody on this broadcast, anywhere, you already know, you can be a part of this. And we have people that are going to be on this prayer that aren't from California. They're from New York. They're from Florida. They're from Texas. They're from Minnesota. They're from everywhere. So if you're on here and God just spoke to your heart, hey, I can do something, you can't. We will give you the information to get with that later to connect with us. So we can get you orientated on what that would be. Go ahead, LaWanda.
Thank you, Pastor E. And like he said, when I first spoke to him, he immediately jumped in. He said, oh, no, I know prayer warriors. And he immediately started assisting us. And I love it. I say thank you. You never know where God have angels at. And that's what I call Pastor E. He was there. He was just waiting. Like he was waiting for us to call him. And he was waiting to assist us to make it happen. And we say thank you, Pastor E, for looking out for families like ours who have had loved ones murdered, who feel as though we're out here without anyone. And to know
Amen.
That someone like you is waiting there, waiting for us, got a hand out to say, come on, I got you, and I'm going to pray for you. I don't care. I will pray. And we say thank you, Pastor E.
Oh, it's going down. Yes, yes, yes. On February 26th at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we will be lighting the fire for that day. I know it's beginning at midnight, but as people start to wake up, we're going to light a fire and have a service, a prayer service. We are really excited for what God is doing. We want you guys to be a part of it. Come and join. Get on Zoom with us. And like I said, all this information will be available by flyer, by text, by email, by Monday, Tuesday. You think, LaWanda?
Oh, most definitely. I'm going to send it to you shortly. I just got to get Taco to sign off on everything, and then it's going down. And when I say taco, I'm saying ceasefire. I just call them out. But ceasefire is behind this. And like I said, ceasefire was Taco who came on, who indicated these are the deadliest days, and we need to pay attention to that, especially on Sunday to be the worst day of all, more killings. That seems heartbreaking, especially for me as a Christian.
We do the peace ride on Sundays, and it was a crazy statistic, especially wherever we were doing the peace ride, that the murder rate went higher. And I'm talking about after prayer, after everything we would do to shut down everything, to do these rides and to really support the community. You go the next day and look, in that community, murder was even higher. And that's crazy.
And
that's supposed to be the Lord's day. Here, I'm going to give it to you, but that's supposed to be the Lord's day. So those of us that work for the Lord should be working more to stop killing than filling buildings. I'm going to let that one kind of marinate out there. Go ahead.
You are absolutely right. But ceasefire has, and Justice for Murdered Children has been doing an impact on this murder, trying to bring attention and trying to bring those who are accountable, holding them accountable, and those who are supposed to assist us, like our elected officials, bringing them in on the game to figure out solutions.
Ceasefire
has meetings constantly with those people in the community who we have looked down on sometimes. And they're trying to make a difference and trying to make the changes where Justice for Murdered Children assists the families who have been victimized by this. So we work together as a team to make these things happen in our community. And we look out for all people. We don't care. All people we look out for.
And that's the good thing. It's all about everybody.
And they don't discriminate. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And we're celebrating Black History month this month, but we also are celebrating people because everybody's being murdered, and there's white on white crimes, there's black on black crimes, there's brown on brown crimes, there's just crime going on, and especially in this new era that we're operating in. You guys remember when 2020 the pandemic came and the country was just overflowing and people were able to and get big checks for $20,000 and PPP loans and all that, and all of a sudden it's been taken away. And now communities are going more back at the crime side because they were given something for free and now have to maintain where they were. And murder and crime is up in our country altogether. Now, I know we have I know Taco's online. Dial one, Taco. We want to get you in the conversation. Anybody else out there?
Okay.
Now, I want you guys to know that the partnership thing is really what we really need to hone in on, because we're beginning a entrepreneurial training program in the city of Watts at the Mufundi building, right on the corner of 103rd in Wilmington, and we're going to be partnering with many, and prayerfully everyone on this line, that we could do some peace walks, some peace rides in those communities. To help these kids to now know that there's other resources out there, not just to come make noise, but here's resources for you to come and talk, for you to get another way. And here's a program that will teach you the complete print game. Now I'm saying that. We're teaching the complete printing game, but we're also going to start out with life skills and professionalism and those keys that a lot of children are not getting because they're not going back to school because of the lack of when the pandemic was. They didn't have internet. They didn't really know how to operate computers to the fullest to get everything, all the resources that many did. So we want to do things for them and partner with everyone possible. So if you're out there, you want to be a volunteer, you want to know more about what's going on the 27th, dial one. If you have a question for LaWanda and maybe ways that you can help even after this, dial one. And then for that person that's in New York and different cities and different states and stuff, you say, well, what's that got to do with my city? Well, this can be duplicated anywhere. All we need is willing people to say, here I am, use me. And that will go forward and institute the things that have been proven to work, and maybe some things that can be shared nationally that can help curb the crime.
Most definitely, Pastor E, you hit right on the nail. And we are asking prayer warriors from all over the world to tune in and join us in prayer. Yeah, we got North Carolina, South Carolina, Bermuda, Australia, Mexico. We're telling everyone because this affects us all. Because someone murdered in New York affects me in California. Yes, it does. It affects my life because that could have been the president of the United States. That could have been the doctor that came up with this cure for pandemic. That could have been the person who helped me. Yeah. So it does affect my life. It has a great impact on my life. And I can't continue to allow it to go on.
Yes. Amen. Well, come on. And you guys get in the conversation. Dial one. Come on in. I believe our brother Taco from Ceasefire is on. Area code 310, last 49618. You are live in the room on Real Talk.
Hey, well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, good morning, Taco.
No, I just wanted to say thank you to LaWanda and for even mentioning that, you know, something like this does need to occur. You know, we've tried everything else, and it is not working. It's worked to some degree. It's not to discount any efforts that anyone has been doing to stop the violence. But at the end of the day, we have to pray. We have to pray because, first off, it's free. But second of all, it's the most effective tool that we have. And just like how she talked about when the homicides are happening on a Sunday, and these are the days when people go to the mosque or to the temple or go to church, the adversary is also at work, too, who never sleeps. So we just wanted to put the call out and ask folks to pray a minimum of 15 minutes. We know that in the Bible, Jesus kind of scolds his disciples that they couldn't pray for 1 hour. So we're just asking for 15 minutes, and if it's 5 minutes of prayer or, you know, 10 minutes of praise, whatever it might be, we're asking for that sacrifice of people to take out 15 minutes of their precious time to put that cry out. The Bible says the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And so if there's any righteous people out there, if there's anybody out there that want to see the senseless killing stop, we got to put it into action. And whether you're praying from church or you're in your prayer closet, you're in the bathroom, wherever you might be, we need that collective support. We need God to hear us collectively praying in unison.
Well, we definitely definitely need more prayer. That's one thing, and I love the way you brought that. It's free.
Very elegant, Taco. Awesome. And what Taco's saying is so true. No matter what you're going through, you need to be prayer. I remember when I was out in the street doing bad things, I would be praying to God that nobody catch me. We need prayer. We need prayer. And we need healing in our communities and on our streets.
And we say thank you to Pastor for your support, and thank you for your outreach. We know you have a long reach, very well respected out there. You have a lot of contacts, and again, I'm confident that we will reach over 200 people that'll be praying within these 48 hours. There's some people who are prominent that want to participate, and you know, people who you wouldn't expect to necessarily participate in a prayer vigil. And then there's some people who just want to remain behind the scenes. So we open that platform up, you know, to whomever that might be, and that includes people who consider themselves celebrity, you know. And so we ask that if you are a person of stature and you willing to take a knee, we'll take a knee to end this violence in our community. Take a knee to take 15 minutes and take two knees and get on your knees and pray with us that we will stop this violence in our community, that God will intervene, that he will hear our cry and shake this country up and give us a better place to live in for our children and our grandchildren.
Amen, amen. And stop.
Amen.
You know,
that's what we think.
One thing that.
Oh, my God, my brother's on it.
Oh, yeah, he's on it. You know, but one thing that a lot of times that we do is we always blame the other generation. I think if we stop pointing fingers and just do right now, it's not about what you did and what you didn't do. It's what can we do now better as a team? And I've been on this unity thing for all this whole season of 2022, is that we must get closer. We must support more. We must be waiting on – I like the way LaWanda said it. She said Pastor was waiting on the phone call. We need to be like that, more alert, more ready for those calls of prayer and to even start those calls of prayer. This should not be the last 48-hour prayer. I think we need to really push this thing because prayer works when you pray. And really being in position to pray. And I just want to throw this out there. I don't want to get preachy. And I promised I would not do that this morning, but I must say this. For us to be effective in prayer, we must be effective in ourselves. And a lot of our prayers are not being answered because of one thing. I shared this yesterday on our broadcast, Wake Up, Get Up, Move in Your Purpose. But most of our prayers are not even reaching heaven because we still are holding on to unforgiveness. The Bible says, if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. I'm praying that everyone connected to this prayer, this 48-hour prayer vigil, this praise and worship vigil, this unity vigil, will release hate, will release anger, will release unforgiveness. Now, you say that person deserved it. They got caught. You seen them on camera. You got records and all this. Forgiveness is not for that person. Forgiveness is for you. So when you petition to God, God hears you. And it's not tainted. It's not contaminated with those things that are not of God. And God does not like ugly. I know my mother used to always tell me that. I understand more that when we hold on to that pain and not let that pain grow into helping someone else grow out of pain, it now implodes in us and we become just what we're fighting against. And I'm asking everyone to go deep in this. And if you're not there, back out. God just put this in my heart to say, LaWanda, that we must go in ready, really joint, really locked in to see the results of this, that it will take over our city, the next door city, and then the nation, then the world. I mean, people always want to go to different countries and do things, but there's a lot of stuff right here in our own front door and back door that we can do, but we can do it a lot better together. So I'm here to join. I'm waiting on that phone call from anybody out there that says, I want to work. I want to put my hand to the plow, and I want to get out here and really turn the soil and really affect people's lives that they can see there's a better place to go. Come on, let's partner. Let's do this. Now, if you're out there, you've been encouraged more, you want to get in the conversation, come on, dial one. This is a Real Talk with Pastor E, where we all want to talk and we all want to be real about this discussion and how you can help us. We need your help. We need your support. Like I said, you know how I call on my team, which I'm going to be asking my team automatically to be a part of this helps team, that you can help post, that you can help do some backdoor stuff for LaWanda and help her co-host, that she can get to rest. And there's those of us that will step in a couple of hours and not put all the weight on her. Let's come together as a team and really make this happen. LaWanda, Taco, you guys can take it from there.
Thank you, Pastor E. And it's not all on me. It's on ceasefire. Southern California ceasefire. I got to keep that right because it's two. But no, this is Southern California ceasefire. It's on Taco and Jaime. Yeah. And Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm calling them out.
Yeah. So Pastor E, what we're looking for is that technical support where we have folks who are lined up, they're ready to pray, you know, and it's obvious folks ain't going to stay up for 48 hours. But even the technical support of how we switch, you know, or hand it off to someone, maybe a technical host, I don't know what we would call it. I'm not necessarily familiar with how things operate in that capacity, but we're looking for someone who could help us say, hey, yeah, look, here's a way you could do it. We get eight people, and they, you know, are responsible for X amount of hours, and, you know, they'll transition from, you know, from who's ever praying, or, you know, just that technical support. We know that it can be done, but you know, we're not as savvy with the technical part of this, but we know it can get done. So maybe someone might not, you know, be willing to pray for that amount of time, but they'll say, you know, I'll do the, you know, the switching over, or I'll help in that capacity. So we're looking for folks who, you know, can help us out in that arena.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, I definitely,
amen.
I definitely will volunteer some technical time for you guys. So, especially Saturday morning in that time zone that I'm working with, I'm definitely willing to help. Others will be too. We're gonna look. I know you're not dialing one yet. You're not sure you can commit. Look, you see how easy it was. It was 15 minutes at first. And she said it could be 15. I'll do an hour. And I thought she was like, that's too long, Pastor E. And she jumped right on it. And then all of a sudden, I start calling LaWanda like, okay, here's another hour. Here's another hour. And God just started to feel things. So we know you guys are out there. We know you're gonna come on and be a part of this. Now, like I said, if you're out there and you have a question, or you may be affected by the subject of murder or crime, and you have something you need to say, dial one. We want to hear from you today. This is the time. Now, we also are celebrating Black History Month, and in that, it's time for us to really celebrate one another, and not so much with the part, you know, the parties, the parks, and all that, and still believing in social distancing, but really supporting each other as culture, and knowing that things like this, when it's time for support, you should be ready for that call. So we want to continue to inspire everyone to be a part of it. Come on, dial one, get in the conversation. Pastor Terry, I know you have something to say. Pastor Terry, come on in. It's Real Talk with Pastor E.
Good morning. Good morning. Praise God. Good morning. I'm listening to you guys, Pastor E, the beautiful sister LaWanda Harris. You know, I have Hawkins. I have one on her page on Facebook, and I see her background, Justice for Murdered Children and also Justice for Homicide Victims. And like you know, Pastor E, that personally affects me because my oldest brother was murdered. But I love what you guys are saying with the 24-hour prayer, because Pastor E, we know 48. Prayer works when we pray. 48, double that, 48, glory to God. Prayer works when we pray. And glory to God that the spots are filled, but the support, like I heard Pastor Taco say, we need support. And I heard LaWanda say earlier, what we can do is share. And what better way to share through our social media sites? So the support will be here for you all, whatever we need in whatever capacity that I can help. And I do volunteer right now. Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Yeah, you committed now. You said it on the
oh,
air. Hundreds
amen.
Of people have
amen.
Heard your commitment.
Amen. Praise
amen.
Be to God.
Amen.
And that could be you too out
brother.
There. You haven't dialed
yes,
one
glory
yet.
Glory to God. Thank
one.
You.
No, I don't know why, but it seems uncomfortable for someone to dial one until you dial one. Pastor Terry can tell you that. I think it was two
yes.
years before she dialed one. But once you dial one, you now know that it's just a way to communicate. But if you don't want to dial one, reach out to me on my in my messenger, or you can call me. You know my number's out there, 562-413-3710. Again, 562-413-3710. At this time, I want to give us wait a minute. Area code 310, last 43213. You're live on Real Talk with Pastor E. Come on in.
Morning, Pastor E. Good morning, LaWanda. Good morning, Minister Terry and the rest of the panel.
What's up, my brother?
Pastor J.
Good morning.
That is Clarence.
Yeah, regulate.
Oh, Clarence.
Regulate. Amen.
Yes, I think it's just a wonderful thing of what you have created here, what you all have created. LaWanda, I admire you from close and afar. Pastor E, man, you just dynamite, man. You You lighten up our neighborhoods with peace and farming, the life of God. Minister Terry, you're just such a phenomenal minister with what you do. You're posting the scripture where people don't have to go and research and read. It's right there in front of the Man Up Show, Pastor E's Monday mornings, Wednesday, and Friday show, on every show. I mean, I don't know how you do it. The scripture is right there like you have a computer, and it just, bam, it's right there. But with this prayer vigil, I think it's such a powerful instrument that we need in our communities. We have been taught, in my mind, by America, and when we look around outside, what's happening is what America has infested into our, us and even our people. Some of us has come out of these trances and these comas and has waken up to that is not us. So it's a phenomenal thing to come and pray for our youth. We need to also pray for our parents because we have this infection of culture, of social, of a way of living that is not naturally us. I look at it like this from my observations and my studies that we've been taught by people who refuse to leave their primitive nature, who refuse to leave the primitive ways of the uncivilized life when Africa was living in a civilized society and the Europeans were living in the Dark Ages. Africans taught them, brought them out of the Dark Ages into the Renaissance, into the Christian Crusades, into the medieval times and such and such. And now we have what we have, but we have so many people who refuse to relinquish those ways. And so, you know, it's just so much disease in our social culture. You know, profanity is the spark that ignites all these evils and mindsets that bring us to where we are in these lifestyles. I talk to people, I talk to my kids, I say all the time, these people that live out here, they was once somebody's child. Many of them have great education, but they picked up some breadcrumbs in life, like as the folklore Hansel and Gretel, whereas there was no turning back. They forgot who they was, and now it's like the big bad wolf had them blown their house down. And but, you know, with our children, man, it's so out here. And I look at us parents, and I had to learn how to be a parent because there's not enough books on parenting to get how to guide our kids and how for us to set an example as a parent. Do we corrupt our kids? Do we infect our kids? Because as adults, you know, some of us have used profanity. Many of us still use profanity. I abolished it out of my language because I can get the same point across without it. I just have to use a little intelligence.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, we can get the same point across, but it has gotten where some people don't understand anything unless you use it. You know, but we have to come out of these comas.
Yeah, but you hit that because it's now kind of the new language. I mean, it used to be you get a little word, you know, throughout the networks and television. Now it's just common on normal TV. This world has changed so much. And believe me, it's not
and
going back
music.
To what it. And our music, this new way of, you know, if you listen to the rap music, the beats be tight. You know, and remember, it's not always what you're listening to, but what you're hearing. I'm going to leave that one there. But the music now, the beats be hitting. But if you listen to stuff these guys are saying, it's hyper music. But I'm making so much money in these shows that it's now taking – that's another epidemic – no, another pandemic in our country of all this jury and I wear jewelry, so I'm not against it, but I'm just the over-excess of it. And for someone to walk around with a $4 million watch on just didn't make sense to me when right down the street from where you live, there's children that aren't eating. And there's murder going on in your neighborhoods, but you're not using these monies to now build up more people, build up, train people better. And as we said in the beginning, joining together and uniting. I like this network here, and I want anybody listening to me right now that this is just not real talk for Pastor E to get on here and talk. If this is a platform for anyone that has a message to be heard, all you gotta do is call me. Hey, bro, can we get together? Can I come on Real Talk? Believe me, you'll be on next week. Now, we're only on the first and third Saturdays, but this could go every Saturday. If there's more content and more people wanting to Real Talk with me and get results, come on, let's.
And Pastor E, what you said is so true. We're seeing what this new culture is created. And I won't even say the new culture, because I remember my parents didn't like the music that I listened to. But it's a little bit deeper than that. We have allowed this new wave to somehow hypnotize our youth and make them think that this is the real world instead of the fantasy.
Right.
They have listened to this music and have seen these videos, and they have seen shows where they're degrading us. I mean, I say degrading, I mean women. And when we as men, when men don't have respect for women, that's a problem. Because like Clarence was saying, that creates a problem with raising other kids in the home.
Yes.
You're raising them with disrespect. And when you don't respect the woman, you can't respect authority. And when you don't authority, it creates other problems. And so it starts with us. I can't blame anyone else because it's us. And I have to go back with Michael Jackson said, we got to start with the man in the mirror.
Man in the
it
mirror.
It starts with us. Yeah, and we got
to
make that change.
Were you listening to my sermon yesterday? Were you listening to my sermon yesterday? Because that's just what I was saying. Don't worry about the plank in your eye or the toothpick in somebody else. Worry about the plank in your own eye.
Yeah, we have to. And we have to be careful. We're allowing our youth to listen to this and play in these video games where they're killing each other. And, yeah,
ooh.
And I've seen that. And I don't play that. My grandkids, my kids, my nieces, my nephews and nieces, too, they can tell you, Auntie don't buy guns. I don't play games, giving you games to play with that got guns in them. I don't buy water guns. I don't buy those Nerf guns. I do not invest in that. Because I don't want them to think that it's all okay. Yeah, I don't buy them video games with that type of stuff in it. I don't play that type of music. I don't play it at all for myself. And they bet not catch them with their cell phone playing it when they with me. I don't want to hear it. And I don't want them listening to it with me. Yeah, you're going to listen to Smokey Robinson, some Temptations, some Diana Ross. You're going to listen to something I like. Yeah, we're not playing music degrading, saying this, but it starts with us. I made
that
decision.
Ooh,
I chose
to
run it
like
that.
We need more decision makers. That's what we need, more decision makers. Clarence, you had something. Come on, bro.
Yes, and I was just agreeing with LaWanda. I didn't buy my boys no kind of guns whatsoever because it is the number one trap to get our kids killed is not by us. By law enforcement, you know, this gun. There's an old movie that you brought to my mind, Pastor E. It's an old black and white movie. These guys went to Africa to capture animals, and they captured this monkey. This movie came out in the late 50s or early 60s, and they put this, had this monkey, they brought him back, and they had him in this cage, and they gave him a 38 revolver loaded, and they wanted to see what the monkey was going to do. And these five white guys, six guys or whatever, they stand around the room and the monkey started, you know, looking at the gun, moving it around. The next thing you know, he pulled a trigger and fired, started firing the gun. They all ran. And I look at that analogy in our culture today with our kids. They have this weapon of death and really don't know the power of it. It does not have the power of life. I never seen nobody revive by the barrel of a gun, but our kids think it has the power of life and death, which it doesn't. It only has the power of death. It's an instrument to kill. So we have our kids and even some of these adults out here, they have this gun, haven't been trained by it, haven't been no shooting range, and they just have it. And in the mindset America has taken many of our minds, whereas the same words that they created to use against us, we have taken these words and think it's a term of endearment, think it's cool to use socially, but it's not, because when the situation arrives or circumstance, we're going to use that word against that same brother who we thought are supposed to be our homie. We're going to use it for what it meant. I will kill that N-word. I will kill that MF. And they don't even know where MF came from. That MF word came from slavery when they abolished the slave trade and they had to reproduce slaves. They send the son in there to impregnate the mother, and that's where the MF word. So we got to restudy. We got to educate people on. We have so much to do in this battle.
Yes. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Well, guess what? You can use this platform whenever you want to come educate. We will talk offline and make it happen. We got some empty days here on the network that we can do more of this. And we want to continue to invite everyone out there that this is the place that we all can talk, that we all can get it out there, and we can all be heard. Now, that one person, you've heard some stuff today saying, wow, that is going on right down the street from me. Ooh, I could have done that. You mean to tell me I could have been more aware? I could study more? You know, the Bible says we perish for a lack of knowledge, not a lack of food, not a lack of money, not a lack of friends, but for a lack of knowledge. And we need more good knowledge, because remember, what you put in is what comes out. So a lot of people are operating off what they've been taught to. I was talking to this young man. He said, "No, bro, I was born in this Crip thing." He said, my grandfather was a Crip, my daddy was a Crip, my brother was a Crip, I'm a Crip. And I said, well, when are you going to stop the Cripping? He said, well, that's all I know. I said, well, that's what you have to know. You have to be willing to learn something else and be willing to put in information that is going to help you change the way you think and not the way you were meant to be. It's a lot of difference from what you were designed to be to what you are now because of just the information you've been given. Don't you know, if you tell a child over and over again that they are dumb, stupid, crazy, ugly, fat, even though they're really not, but they're verbal abuse, don't you know those words are now forming that child into being crazy, stupid, ugly, fat, or whatever it is that you may allow to come out of your mouth, because words carry power. I remember they used to say that sticks and stones will never hurt. That is so far from the truth. Words hurt more than the brick, because the brick will heal. But that word is something that goes so deep. And we have to be more conscious on what we speak and how we speak. So nobody else is dialing one. We got about 12 minutes before we end this. And I think we should start off and end off in prayer today. And I'm allowed everybody's line to be unhit. We're going to do visual prayer. We're going to start it off. Now, as I shared with LaWanda before, we have the blog talk. We have a one-number conference call that we're going to try to link in and have that available. We want to make sure that there's no way that you miss this prayer visual and that we're up and running for 48 hours constantly and that the word gets out. And watch this. What I saw last night, and I'm going to leave it at that, I saw God binding people that don't even know each other to become on one accord for something. And we're going to see the power of prayer really, really manifest, because we all believe, because we all walk by faith and not by sight, and we trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. Amen. Closing remarks from you, LaWanda, before we close in prayer. Terrence first, Pastor Terry, then LaWanda, then I'll give a couple of notes, and then we're going to end this thing in prayer.
Pastor, I want to give a different analogy from when you was talking to that young man, and he comes from a lineage of Crips. I think we have to attack from a different analogy, not by getting out, but what was the original purpose of these gangs? Did you go back and research that? And how did we get away from that purpose and become infested with all of these evils that we are to now? So if you're going to be real at what you are doing, we need to practice that original purpose where a community revolution in progress is building the community, is for your duty to be whatever you do to better yourself, to bring back to that community to help. not just yourself and your family, but also share that with the community. And so, because it's one thing we're not going to ever stop is gangs, because gangs were here before we were even here. You know, men been coming together since the beginning of time and bringing camaraderie and collaborating and coming in unity, whether for the good or even for evil.
Right.
So I just wanted to piggyback on that.
Amen. Amen. I'm with you, bro. Pastor Terry.
You know, I just want to tell us, as people of God, as believers of God, that we know that the enemy only comes to kill and destroy our spirit. So, you know, that's why he's using many avenues to reach these generations, even if it's through video games, it's through watching TV, it's through the music. So we have to just teach these generations that when we have Jesus, we have power within us to rebuke the devil. And we have to teach them what the real reality of who the devil is and what the devil does. So glory be to God. And Pastor E, like you said, the one thing we have to be in united, unity in the body of Christ. It's going to take all of us to win this battle. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
And one thing about unity is nobody right or nobody wrong. We all have different options, a different opinion. We feel together and pull them in together. LaWanda?
Yes, again, thank you, Pastor E, for having me on here this morning. I like to give an honor to God, and I would like to remind everyone, don't miss your blessings. Come on and join us on February the 26th and 27th. We're starting at February the 26th at 12 a.m. in the morning. Mm-hmm. And we will be going all the way to Monday, February the 28th at 12 a.m. And so anytime, no matter what you're doing, you are allowed to come on, drop in. And like Pastor E told me yesterday, we probably going to need some backup prayer warriors. So if somebody's not able to come through, we got backup to come on in. And so if you're out there, please get in touch with Pastor E, because we truly appreciate it. But it also may be a blessing or a word or something you may hear those 2 days that can help you, that can assist you. So, we praying for others, but it may be something there for you, too, that God may have a message out there for you, too. And we have interfaith. We're bringing Muslims, Jews, all these different religions together. So you may learn something from another religion that you didn't even know. And so this is really awesome. And, again, I say thank you to Pastor E. I thank Taco and Barbara for being behind this. I'm just the work to be, but it's really Barbara and Taco. And I say thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. I heard LaWanda say something on her live video yesterday. She said, "And y'all leaving the club? It starts at midnight. Die with you. When you get your car coming out the club, go ahead and just get into prayer right away." And that's a good thing about this virtual, is that you don't have to be. You're not going to be seen on camera. You can have this playing all day, all night, and just letting prayer just saturate your home. And I like that, because you know, when you bring people together, it's not what you believe, it's who you believe in. And I'm going to say that. This is about people. This is about us helping each other. This isn't about my analogy and my spirituality and that. This is about people coming together. And I know that some people say, wait a minute, other religions? Yes, yes, yes. It's going to take that to win this battle of murder. And we've been doing this thing. You guys know one of my good friends, Minister Tony Muhammad, who is over the Southern California region of the Muslim race, I call him friend. Do we believe everything the same down the line? No, but we believe in the people we're trying to reach. You can be the same. Don't stay out just because of any reason. Get involved because you want to help people become who they are. We're going to take this time to end in prayer. I'm going to start, and then if you want to get into it, we got about 5 minutes. We're going to pray this last 5 minutes out, and we want everybody to be a part of it. So I'm not going to be long-winded, but we are going to go before the Lord. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity to connect and to commit to prayer. Prayer for our brother, prayer for our sister, prayer for our neighbor, prayer for our enemy, prayer for our adversaries, to just pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for the covering that's over Ceasefire. We thank you for the covering that's over LaWanda. We thank you for the covering that's over Taco. We thank you for the covering that's over Barbara and the whole team, everyone connected, everyone that is committed to prayer, that, Lord, no weapon formed against them will prosper, but that every word that has been spoken, every word that has been, every word that has been given to us will do what it was intended to do, and that's to build, that's to support, and to answer. So, Lord, have your way in this. Have your way through us. Have your way in us. And let us decrease as you increase. Let us get out the way so you can get in the way. Lord, you are the intervention. You are the stoppage of murder. You are the source of everything. So we ask you, Lord, to overtake every evil spirit in our communities, in our lives, and those around us. So, Lord, forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for the sins that known. Forgive us for the sins already committed. And forgive us for the unknown, that, Lord, we make better choices and say no faster than we say yes. Have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Let the church say amen. Anybody want to pray? Come on in.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, I call upon you, Father, just to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all these wonderful people, first of all, who are your children. They know who you are. They're obedient unto you, and they're out here to shine your light. I just give you all the praise, all the thanks, Father. I pray for our youth that your light touch them. Touch their mind, their heart, touch their spirit, Father. Let them know that they are loved, Heavenly Father. Let them know that they are an amazing person. Let them know that they're a person who has the ability to do anything that they want, especially through you, Father God. I thank you for all of your provision. Thank you for health, for life, for our clothing. Thank you for the peace that is in our community. Those peace builders and those peace creators. Thank you for all those. I thank you for those who even do evil, Father, because that's part of their testimony. But I pray that they come out of that trance and that coma, and then they use that same energy for your glory, Father, to spread that light to someone else and let them know how you have changed them, just as Jesus changed Lazarus, Father. I know you can do it. You changed my life, Father. You made me the man of who I am today.
Yes.
You made everyone on this phone call and beyond this phone call who they are today through their trials and their tribulations. So thank you for your grace.
Lord.
Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your love and kindness, Father.
Hallelujah.
For everything that there is, I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for bringing together these believers, these people of God, to go out and reach those that are lost and found, to go out and reach those that are suffering from murdered loved ones, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you strengthen us. Strengthen us, Father, that we can continue to go out and come to peaceful solutions as people of God, people. Father, those that don't know Jesus, Father, I pray that we can reach the lost and unsaved. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that no weapons formed against us as we go forth. Father, as the prayer line goes forth for the 48 hours, Father, I pray that every resource is available. I pray that every speaker is available to pray. Just to pray to you, Father, that we can release it to you, Father, that the killings in our nation, the killings of our children, the killing of our loved ones will cease. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you, Father, for who you are. Father, we just thank you that we can introduce your son, Jesus, to those that don't even know him. In the time of now, Father, we all need Jesus. But, some of us need to know that we don't have him, and we need him right now. Father, in your son, Jesus' name, I just say thank you, Lord. Strengthen us as we leave here.
Thank you.
Let us operate in love, Father, the love that only comes from you. Let us do everything. You said, Father, in your word to do everything in love. So that is my prayer to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody give him praise.
Hallelujah.
Give him glory for the work already done. You know, the finished work in him is in amen.
Hallelujah.
And thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bow down to you, Father. We thank you today, Lord, and we just ask you, Lord, to go with us as we leave this place. Let us not leave the same, but let us be changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of our minds. And in that name that is above every name, in that name that every knee will bow, in that name that every tongue will confess, Jesus Christ is Lord. Let the church say,
amen.
Family, we love you guys. God bless you. Enjoy your Saturday. If you're not doing anything tomorrow, we are praying on the corner of 103rd and Wilmington from 3 to 5. We're going to be doing some praise and worship, but we will be praying over the city of Watts tomorrow. Come on out. 103rd, 1827, 103rd, East 103rd Street, Los Angeles, California, right there on the corner of Wilmington and 103rd at the Mofundi Building. We will be live in prayer. Come on out and join us tomorrow. We love you guys.
Love you. Thank you. That's awesome.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.